Yeah, we have talked about animated meshes or rigged objects or some terms like that. That's very much in the category of things we're looking at. It's not the stage where I can say we're definitely going to do it, but it's not all out of the question at this point. And I'll definitely keep you guys posted as we continue to look into that. We already have the technology for animating meshes in Second Life. It's just that they have to be attached to an avatar. So, to be able to animate a mesh without attaching it to an avatar, you'd need to be able to kind of concoct a fake avatar to provide the skeleton, and then animate using that. It would be some work, but it seems like it would certainly be possible in principle to put the breadcrumbs together on that. Yeah, I think there's definitely questions about performance impact as well. If people could make as many of those things as they want and fill the region up with them, I'm pretty sure that's going to affect your frame rate and system stability. So, in addition to just the technical question of can we do it, we'd kind of have to decide, what makes sense from a content complexity standpoint as well.
I think an NPC would be pretty heavy, though. I think most things that I upload, if you looked at it, if you just rezzed it on the land, most avatars and stuff would be 30, 40 prims each. So they'd be using quite a few prims to do these NPCs.
Yeah, well, it could be quite a few prims, and obviously the cost of having something be animated is higher than just having it kind of sitting around as a static object. Of course, you can make rigged objects in World now. It's just they don't move you, right? You can res as many of them statically as you want, but they don't have anything to drive them. I'm sure if you could drive them, it would affect your performance numbers.